It was really nerve-wracking because I was just trying my best to be articulate and not sound like a dorky 11-year-old.
And stay cool.
Even though I was a dorky 11-year-old.
and you just had to stay cool around such a lady.
I just had to stay
lady.
Cool.
Queen of soul. Queen
exactly.
Of soul.
And
you work with Elton John as well?
Yes. Yeah, that was a couple years later for his 60th birthday in Madison Square Garden. And that was an extraordinary experience because, you know, a lot of my heroes were in the audience.
Wow.
You know, people like Whoopi Goldberg and Bill Clinton and Chris Tucker and just like all kinds of celebrities from all different kinds of situations were all there, just all in the name of music and supporting Elton and just being fans. You know, they got to, you forget their people sometimes.
Yes, of course they are. And Elton John, of course, what a prolific songwriter he is.
Absolutely.
I mean, you're talking about the 70s up to 2018, just a remarkable career.
Right.
And so now I hear you're performing at Carnegie Hall 2018-19 season?
Yes, I actually made my solo recital debut there last year. To great success. I was collaborating with an extraordinary person, instrumentalist, composer, conductor. Name is Damien Sneed.
Mm-hmm.
And we premiered a original piece that he wrote for me for that debut at Carnegie Hall. And I'll be back at Carnegie Hall next month for their African-American Composers Concert. And I will be reprising that piece by him as well as premiering another piece by composer Courtney Carey.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be also performing a piece by Margaret Bonds.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So
actually,
with Damien, sorry to interrupt.
Hang on,
with
the wife wants to say something.
with Damien's music, he works in such different areas, classical, jazz, gospel. I mean, he does everything, and he works a lot with Wynton Marsalis. Which is that how you met him, Jess? Damien?
Yes, we did meet on tour with Wynton Marsalis.
he just came out with an album that you can find on iTunes, and Justin is singing on it.
Oh, truly?
Yeah.
And what's the album called?
What's it called?
It's called The Three Sides of Damien Sneed, and it's broken up in three different editions. You have the first one is classical, the second one is jazz, and the third one is it's basically gospel, but he calls it something like New Age soul or something like that.
How fantastic.
Sacred soul. That's what it is. Sacred
soul.
Sacred
soul. That's what he calls it. And I'm on the classical portion performing Elite and also the
German leader.
The song I was expressing to you before, I Dream a World, which is the world premiere we did at Carnegie last year, and what I will be reprising at Carnegie this year.
Terrific. And of course, Amanda, you must, I can see your eyes light up when you talk about this man, because obviously, how did you two meet?
So we actually met in conservatory at Manhattan School of Music.
And you're a singer?
I'm a singer. I was a visual artist first. And so I came into singing kind of later, and I was very scared my first few years at Manhattan School of Music.
Right.
Because I was learning the fundamentals of music. I really didn't know much. I had just worked very much with a teacher to get me to that point and get into the school and get on scholarship. It was all kind of a miracle how it happened. And I was just there swimming around trying to figure out my way. And
suddenly Justin walks in slow motion.
I know.
Exactly.
No, not exactly. It's actually a super funny story. So we had the same voice teacher. So like at conservatory, you have your voice teacher and they have a voice studio. And so we were in the same voice studio.
Yep.
And so we knew each other singing very well for years, but we never really talked.
Ah.
It was like about 2.5 years before we really started doing anything together or hanging out at all. And I was in a relationship, he was in a relationship, and then finally we decided to go on a class assignment together. And it was this sound installation at the Park Avenue Armory. So it was like both the art and sound worlds meeting up. It was really beautiful.
Beautiful and romantic.
Right, right. But the whole time we were so focused on our careers and what was upcoming in our career that we told each other very bodaciously, we're not interested in each other. I'm not interested in you. Oh, I'm not interested in a relationship, but we can be friends. This will be really great.
Dear.
And so,
look, there's nothing, can I just tell you, there's nothing worse to a bloke than hearing that
we can be friends.
We can just be friends.
You know, but I felt the same way, you know, because we were both very busy in our lives and our careers and focused and, you know, just in that sure. area of our lives where we're, you know, weighing out certain options and making sure that we manage our time well enough, you know, because, you know, all the stories I was telling you about, you know, with working with Elton and Aretha, which, you know, we actually won the Grammy that year with Aretha Franklin and all of these really exciting kind of things. All of that happened before I started my formal training in conservatory. Ooh, yeah. So when I had the opportunity when I started conservatory to really know exactly what I wanted out of that experience and to try to my best to be focused. It wasn't like, all right, I'm in college, let's have fun. It was like, all right, let me, you know, get rid of everything I don't need so that I can focus.
Yeah.
You know,
and I was in the same boat.
Yeah, and she was in the same boat and we figured that we were spending so much time with each other, we should probably make sure we didn't get too close and too sidetracked.
So what changed?
Right. Hurricane Sandy. We had this huge hurricane in New York City, and all of a sudden the city shut down for like 3 weeks, and all of a sudden we had nothing but time.
Yeah.
So we spent that whole time together, and then afterwards there was no
then
looking
there was
back.
No going back from there.
I love to hear romantic stories. Altoise there providing the hallelujah. Now, just let everybody know in case they've just tuned in and they said there's a madhouse going on in there. Justin Austin and also Amanda, his lovely wife here, and Altoise is sitting there as well. I've got to ask you a question. There's something I asked you when I put on that last song. I said, have you ever heard of a bloke called Slim Dusty? And you said,
no, what is that?
It's quite remarkable because in Australia he is iconic. He's passed away now, but he was country music. Now, in country music in America, right, which is absolutely huge country music, who would you say is sort of looked up there as the super duper numero uno? Would you know?
What do you think, Jess?
I mean, I would say somebody like George Strait.
Probably.
Maybe Garth Brooks in the modern era.
Modern era, probably Garth Brooks, yeah.
Well, in Australia, it is Slim Dusty.
Wow.
Now, do you want to have a listen to him?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Here we go. I'll just play this.
From your kindred and all by the campfire at night, we'll hear the wild dingoes call. But there's a nothing so lonesome, morbid or drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
There you go. What do you think of Slim?
Sounds like a great drinking song.
Far away, look on the face of the bum. The mate's gone all cranky, and the cook's acting queer. Oh, what a terrible place is a pub with no beer.
My entire family would love that. That's basically their slogan.
That song, you know, a pub with no beer.
Well, you know what? That is iconic. That song is iconic.
Wow.
Everybody in Australia knows the pub with no beer. And there's nothing worse to Australians than a pub with no beer.
My whole family's Irish, so I understand this look.
Hello. And there are some, by the way, there's some wonderful, Marion and I were over in New York this time last year. There's some wonderful Irish pubs in New York. It's just wonderful to walk into them and meet real Irish people behind the bar serving.
Yes, right.
It's fantastic because New York, of course, very Irish because the police in the early days, a lot of them were Irish, weren't they? It was a very big Irish population.
Yeah, huge.
Was that where you sort of your folks came from?
My folks are actually from Ohio.
Right.
And they're kind of a mix Irish. I'm a complete Euro mutt. And then a little Native American mixed into there somewhere. But yeah, my mom is maiden name is O'Donnell.
Fine Irish.
Celebratory funerals, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, the whole thing.
And Justin's got Murphy in his family.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Murphy.
Yeah. So my great-grandfather was Irish, Mr. Murphy.
Mr. Murphy. Oh, I love the Irish accent. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Now let's get on to what's happening now with this Christmas show. Are you going to talk about the Christmas show? Just come forward here, Alta
West. Yes. We're Sunday, the 23rd at 2 o'clock at the famous Clink Theater, which Amanda and Justin just absolutely fell in love with the Clink when when they walked in.
Beautiful.
Beautiful theater. Yeah. We're celebrating Christmas. They're home for Christmas. They're going to have a real Aussie Christmas. We're having Christmas at the beach. And we're going to, at Christmas time, we sing in our family. So we're going to give some beautiful music. And Amanda and Justin are going to be my special guest. And they're going to have a beautiful program they're going to present.
Oh, so you've talked him into performing.
I've talked him into performing.
Absolutely. She didn't have to talk us much because we actually have a concert tour that we travel around the world and perform together. And we were able to kind of put a mini version of that together for Port Douglas.
Oh, gee, we're in for a treat then.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the date and time for that is
2 o'clock, 23rd December.
That's a Sunday.
That's this coming Sunday at 2 o'clock. The bar opens at 1 o'clock.
Right.
And
I'll be there at 12:30.
Okay. I promise you it'll be an unforgettable afternoon.
Oh, look, it'll be wonderful. Marion and I will be there for that. Would not miss. Are you going to be singing too, Amanda?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I think the Clink has a new air conditioner. So it's going to be nice and cool in there.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, that's good because I think they needed an upgrade of that because I was talking to Michael about that. But they've got a brand new air conditioner now. Beautiful.
I hope I'm not sneaking out of school. I hope we do.
Now, I put you on the spot. Can you just do a little tiny something for us, Justin?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
And maybe even a mannequin.
Yeah, you want my help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
Help to make the season bright.
Although it's been said many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, how good is that? How good was that? Now I can just tell what a beautiful couple of voices. You must that's a match made in heaven. That is beautiful. And he even laughs baritone, doesn't
he? Yes, he does. Since he was a baby, he would cry baritone too.
Is that right? I was just thinking of some of the productions that you could what's a coveted production? What's a production that you think before your career is over, many, many moons from now, what's a role that you would love to do?
You know, a role that I would love to do is, it's a role in an opera, a Mozart opera called The Magic Flute.
Right.
And it's the role of Papageno. And he is the Birdman. And he is a really interesting character because he is a man who was in some way cursed by the queen of the night and turned into this bird man. So you have this balance between being, an animal and being a human, the entirety of the show. And he, is in love, with this idea of a woman. And then he realizes that maybe it's not as it seems. Love isn't as it seems, and he just goes through all of these things as a character, and you really see him transform throughout the entirety of the piece. And it's also an opera that not only is it beautiful, but it also has a character of the princess that my wife sings.
Oh.
And even though we aren't love interests, Papageno and Pamina,
we're friends.
We sing this beautiful duet together. And it's something that I think that Amanda and I will be able to do at some point in our careers together.
Yeah.
She actually made her professional debut in that role of Pamina. And I haven't had the opportunity yet to sing Papageno, but one day it will happen.
Oh, that is fabulous. Well, and you should have those dreams. You should set sights for those.
I also have a dream.
What's that? What's the dream then?
My dream is to do the Magic Flute for A Night at the Opera at the Klink Theater. I've already been working on it because I want for the magical land to be the rainforest. And I want the big bird to be a cassowary.
Oh, that's
I've already
fantastic.
Been kind of collaborating with Sean Cram.
Oh. Nah, 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 nah.
Right, wow. It might happen sooner than later.
Well, my favorite musical of all time is Phantom.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And I saw Phantom in New York when we were there last time, front row, and just the most wonderful show.
Oh, absolutely.
And the other show that absolutely I loved was Wonderful. The, you know, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Carole
King? Carole
King
show.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful show on Broadway as well. But Phantom, I just absolutely love. I've seen it 38 times.
Oh, yeah. Well, Phantom is, you know, it's a timeless piece.
No more talk of sadness.
Absolutely. You know, and it's a piece that is close to my heart because, you know, most opera singers, you know, have a love-hate relationship with Phantom.
Yes.
You know, but I love Phantom. And I grew up listening to it, you know, the original cast, Michael Crawford, you know, original cast recording. And I would play it as I cleaned my room as a kid. And it was just, you know, then I finally had an opportunity to see it on Broadway in New York. And now I have one of my closest friends is starring in it as Carlotta. And occasionally we get to see her, and it's just, you know, it's such an incredible show.
How old were you, Mom, to go backstage when you were in middle school? You went backstage with and saw all the
right. I must have been 12 or 13 years old. Yeah,
We sing pieces of Phantom on the subway all the time.
I mean, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, it's you know, obviously the longest running show
in
Broadway history. But it's
give me
also
a little
such
bit. Beautiful. Give
music,
me a little bit.
You
come
know,
on.
Puccini inspired compositions.
Ready? You want me to do four?
No more talk of darkness. Forget these wide eyed fears. I'm here. Nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your shelter. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to call you and to guide you.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is so beautiful. I just love Phantom. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
And good luck with the show. And one other little mention too, Altaïs, the handle thing, what's happening with that?
Messiah. All over next year.
Oh, but that's next year, isn't it?
Yeah, we've already finished with the Messiah. We've done three shows. It was a big success.
Oh, we didn't get to that.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. But anyway, the Christmas show.
Christmas show is all we have left, and we have New Year's, I mean Christmas Eve at St. Monica's Cathedral. Mm-hmm. We're doing the Vigil Mass at 6 o'clock.
Wonderful.
There'll be a little handle in our show. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. It's good to have a handle on something.
But
look, this is fantastic. Congratulations. Thank you so much for coming into the studio, you guys. And I'm so glad you love it because, as you said, there are a lot of performers going, put the nose up at Phantom. But it is truly one of the great pieces of Broadway.
Absolutely.
No doubt about
it. You know, everyone has so many opinions about Andrew Lloyd Webber. Basically stealing so many classical themes. But, you know, was it Picasso said, you know, good artists borrow, but great artists steal.
What a nice way to end it. All right, good luck with the Christmas show, and it's been an absolute pleasure having the three of you in here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Okay, that is terrific. Don't forget, Klink Theatre Sunday, it's all happening.
You're listening to Paul Makin on Fab FM, Port Douglas, Mosman.